yesterday. With a Gemara that we want to see. And let's begin. Okay, we're up to Bava ben Aleph. The Gemara here about right here. The Gemara right after Labar Mitbava. Okay. Let's see the Gemara here inside. Aaron, go ahead. Ad Heichen. Okay, Ad Heichen Yibavu. Let's see the Gemara. There's a lot we have to see, Bishop, so we'll go ahead. Right after Labar Mibavu. Ad
Heichen Yibavu.
Oh, so where are the borders of Bavu? Because in light of the fact that we said that Bavu is like Eretz Yisrael, we have to define the borders of Bavu because you won't have to say B'fanei Nechtov. Okay, and I want to just mention the point a few fellows asked me in Seder that according to what we said yesterday on Rashi and the Mishnah with the Arzu de Beirav, Rashi and the Mishnah said that everything except for Bavu. So what do we ask? Rashi seems to be siding with who? With Rav. Seems difficult because when did Bavu become like Eretz Yisrael? From the time that when? Then Rav got there. And the Mishnahs are written when? Before Rav. So it's a big problem. So what was the answer we gave Alan? That what?
He's talking about Vav Mevet.
Excellent. He's talking about Vav Mevet, which is what? Rav Yosef and Rav Yosser, which the topic is what? Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Right? So the Rav and Shmur are talking about what in Amin Aleph? Medina le Medina in Bavel, intra Bavel. On Vav Mevet, we're talking about Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So I don't think we elucidated yesterday. So therefore, what's the difference, though, between the two? The difference between the two is as follows. It's very important. That from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, there always was a network. Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, they're both learned, and there also is a network between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. So since there's a network and they're learned, there's no problem. Therefore, if you hold like the Shita of Rav Yosser, you don't have to say that. That's a Rashi was commenting on the Mishnah. Rashi is siding like Rav Yosser. But if that's the case, I want you to get that. From Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, there's a network and they're learned. The problem is that in Bavel, Medina and Medina in Bavel, there was no network created yet. There might have been learning, but there was no network created. So that's just to finish off what we were answering Rashi. It's a good answer. You remember we had three different permutations. You've got to explain the difference between the two. The difference between the two is that from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, there was no problems. There was a network and they were learned. From Bavel to Medina to Medina in Bavel, there was learned, but there was no network created till Rav got there. And that's how you're answering the Kasha. Okay? So, very good. So, we want to know, Aaron, until where is Bavel? Go ahead.
Amra, Papa, can I focus Yuchsin, Kach, Machlokas, and Gittin?
Excellent. The Machlokas and Yuchsin is Machlokas and Gittin. The Gemara has, in the end of the fourth Perek of Kedushin, the concept of Yuchsin, lineage. And in order to marry someone, you have to have someone that has yuchsin. That we have to know they're Bekal Hashem. That they're not mamzerim. That they're Jewish. If there's someone on mamzerim, you could be Jewish, but you can't marry into Kal Hashem. A mamzer, by definition, is a product of a union of an kares or more. Okay? It's not the translation in English of a child out of wedlock. That's not a halachic mamzer. Okay? Halachic mamzer is a child, a product of a chiyuv karis or more. If a man's mezana with an eshes ish, that child is a mamzer. The exception to that rule is someone's boil anita. Someone's boil anita, there's a chiyuv karis, but the child from that union is not a mamzer. The Gemara says that's an exception to the rule. But it's very important to know the definition of a mamzer. So the Gemara says the same category of yuchzin has to do with getting. What does that mean? In Bavel, they kept the records very, very well. And they kept Yuchsin very, very excellently. And they would know what the Yuchsin of people were. So the same borders of a person who comes from that region of Bavel, for Yuchsin is the same region for Eretz Yisrael, for Gittin. To label as you don't have to save a funny neck. Just read that Rashi real quick. Kemachlokas liyuchsin. Go ahead, Aaron. The Dibur Maske kemachlokas liyuchsin.
Kemachlokas liyuchsin. The Perek Asar Yuchsin.
Right, all lands are doed Eretz Yisrael. What that means is that all lands are nothing compared to Eretz Yisrael when it comes to records. Okay, go ahead.
The Eretz Yisrael, Isa
And Eretz Yisrael doesn't even compare to Bavel regarding records. Go ahead. Excellent. Vayter, back to the Gemara. Go ahead, Rav Yosef. Excellent. The Machloikis is regarding what? Regarding Yuchsin. But what? Machloikis regarding Yuchsin, but when it comes to Gittin, Lamais, everyone holds until what? Ad Arvat Tinyana de Gishra, which means what? Which means the second swamp from the bridge of the Euphrates, by the Euphrates Bridge. Okay, let me just quickly draw a quick map. Obviously, it won't be exact, but when we talk about Bavel, Bavel is sandwiched between the two rivers, right? We'll do it like this, between two rivers. This is the Tigris, and this is the Euphrates, okay? And the Gemara says that the north, this is Bavel, the northern part of Bavel is where the Euphrates Bridge is. And the Gemara says, let's call this the Gesher, Euphrates Bridge, and there were two swamps. So the second lower swamp is the northern border of Bavel. That means if a person would come from north of this dot, then we would be shady about his yuchsin. Okay? We would be shady about his yuchsin. So that's what it means. There was one river inside of this river. There was the Euphrates Bridge. There was a lower swamp that went downstream. The second lower, I'll put a little dot here. The second lower one will be the northern border. So that means anyone who came from above that, we would think that he's shady regarding Yuchsin. So that's what this means regarding this halacha. Okay, I want you to make sure we get it because we always try to say, yeah, real quick, Zach. Yeah, the machloikis is, this machloikis is liyuchsin. Rav Yochanan liyuchsin. Aval gittin divrihakol arba tinana degisha. By gittin lamais, it's until the second bridge. Okay, you're right. So regarding gittin, anyone above that would have to say b'fanei nechta, if a get would be delivered. That's correct. What Zach's saying is correct. In other words, we said, however you define bavel, that's the machloikis Rav and Shmuel, whether it's considered to be what? When he says kamachlokus liyuchsin, kach machlokus legitin, what does that mean? What machlokus? No, when it says kamachlokus liyuchsin, kach machlokus legitin, what Aaron began with, what does that mean? The machlokus Rav and Shmuel that exists over there by yuchsin also has a machlokus legabi gitin. That's what I'm saying. Is Bavel like, is it keret sro legitin or is it like chutzlars? That's what I'm saying. Okay? That machloikis lamaisa that is liyuchsin is a machloikis legitin. How do you translate the Gemara? What's the Gemara talking about when it says this? How did you learn the topic and what's talking about this? What do you mean kamachloikis begitin is kamachloikis liyuchsin? What does that mean? What machloikis in yuchsin? It says in the Gemara that bavel is what is the best. So they're arguing until when is considered to be bavel. That same machloikis that exists, what the categories of what bubble are, right? Bubble is the best yuchsin. But there's a machloikis in Kedushin, what the borders of bubble are. That same machloikis about the borders of bubble translate regarding fanei nechta. That's the first sheet in the Gemara, which is who? Rav Papa. Rav Yosef says, no, that machloikis is only limited to what? To yuchsin. But by getting, everyone agrees, like you said, that if a get is delivered north of that, you'll have to save a fanei nechta. Okay? Is everyone got what we just said? It's not referring to the machloikis Rav and Shmuel. It's referring to the machloikis in Kedushin, what the borders are bavel regarding yuchsin. So that same machloikis regarding borders regarding bavel regarding yuchsin translate legabi fanechta by gittin. And then the next sheet, Rav Yosef says, no, that machloikis is only limited to what? To yuchsin. But when it comes to get, everyone agrees this is the border. Anything north of that, you have to say fanechta, right? This is modern day Iraq, which is northeast of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Vayter, go ahead. Let's go here. Go ahead, Vayter. Oh, now he was matrich again from Akistafon to Bay Artishir. Go ahead. Excellent. And from Bay Artishir to Atichson, correct? Go ahead. Okay, now let's get this on the map. We're going to see in Tulsa's Bez Hashem that Adrashir is in Bavel. So I'll write Adrashir. And they are split by the Tigris on the other side. So let's make sure we get it. We always want to say we should get all the details. Adrashir is on the bubble. Akistafon
Akistaphon is outside bubble on the other side of the Tigris. Okay? So that's what this is referring to. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that Rav Chisda required from Akistaphon to Adashir. Adashir to Akistaphon he didn't require. Excellent. Go ahead. So Lemekasavar. Oh, and therefore, from Bavel, which they're learned, you don't have to say. But if you go from here to here, Akistaphon to Adashir, they're not learned, you have to say. Fighter, go ahead. Oh, but we already said that one holds you need Kiyum. Even if you hold Lishma, you need Kiyum. So if you need Kiyum, apparently what? What's halacha? You should have to say. At this point, there's no network. We don't know of any network. So you should have to say, right? The tiger separates. Who says that there's communication? Go ahead. Excellent. Everyone holds you need Bina Lekaima. Everyone holds Kiyum. We don't hold like Rabba. We hold like Rabba. Go ahead. Excellent. Since the Bay Adrashir go to the what? The marketplace in Akistaphon. Akistaphon knows all the signatures of the Bay Adrashir citizens. Yes? However, what? What does the Gemara say? Bahanak lo yadi, go ahead, my taima. So if the Bay Adrashir go to Akistaphon and the Akistaphon guys know the signatures of Adrashir, you don't need to bekaim it. But why, when you bring a get from a Akistaphon to Adrashir, do you need to say b'fanei nechtav? Right? What's Gemara's answer? Because when they go to the marketplace, that's all they're concerned with. They don't recognize people's signatures. They're busy with the signatures. They don't recognize it all. Okay. Very good. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out in this Gemara. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, Rashi points out, let's do that Rashi. Okay, real quick, Arn. Go ahead. Asa l'shuka. Go ahead. Shmam, the Bachad Zemem. They signed their names by what?
The Shtaros.
Right, why do they sign their name as Shtaros? They're money, they're credit. You buy everything on credit. Since you're buying everything on credit, they made in they wrote a Shtar, they owe such and such money, an IOU. Go ahead. Right, and the Shtaros are held by the Akistaphon until they collect. Go ahead. Right, they're holding the stars in their houses. They have a long time to recognize the signatures. Go ahead, Hilkach. Excellent, go ahead. That's interesting. What does he also add on? He says there's also other people there, right? Who are the other people there? The Bnei Adrashir are going to be there anyway. They must know the places in their own city. So Rashi's giving another reason. I hope everyone noticed that. There are two reasons why Rashi's saying you don't have to say b'fanei nechtav Adrashir to Akistaphon. What are the two reasons? Number one, the Bnei Akistaphon are recognized as Shtaros all day because they're in the marketplace. And number two, the Bnei Adrashir are always going there. So Mestama, they recognize the people in their own city, right? Rashi adds that in. So I want to just point out, Lamaisa, it's interesting. Why Rashi, keep in mind why Rashi adds that in, okay? Rashi adds that in to explain something. It's interesting. We'll have to see what that's all about. But I want you to get that in your mind, what that means, that he says there's two reasons. Go ahead. Finish up, Rashi. Oh, go ahead. Excellent. And they're now paying attention. Very, very good. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. Okay, let's see the Tosis. Go ahead. Go ahead. If you don't say from Oh, we had a Gemara. The Gemara said earlier on Dal Amud Beis. We had a Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say on that base? It said the Tanakama said, I'm maybe get me in Siam, sorry, Khomra Fan Nechal Fan Nechal. Right? What did the Khamim say after Rabbi Lozar and Gamliel? They say, I may me Khamim Omrim, I may be Mindina Mindina. What does it say in a search? Vahamolich. Khamim say you have to say Vahamolich. What does Molich mean? From Eretz Israel to where? To Chutz La'aretz, you have to say. What's the story with the Tanakama? Tanakama doesn't say a word about Molech, yes? So the Gemara commented, is there a machloikis between the Tanakama and the Chumim or not? So the Gemara in Dalan and Bay says, yes, according to Rabbah who holds Lishma, there is a machloikis. What's a machloikis? The Tanakama doesn't hold of a gzera, of Molech Atomevi. And the Chumim say there is. Meaning, if you're bringing a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lars, you shouldn't have to say it before Nechlep, because in Eretz Yisrael they all know it's Lishma. But why would you have to say it? Because there's a Gzeira that just like maybe does, Molech does. Because if Molech doesn't, we'll get confused and say maybe doesn't have to. Yes? So there's a Machloikis whether what Molech has to or not, but it's a Gzeira whether it goes or Molech up to maybe. So what's Toysus Kasha? What is Toysus Kasha? This case of Akistaphon to Adrashir is like what? This case of Adrashir to Kistaphon is like going from Eretz Yisrael to what? To Chutz Lars. This is Bavel going to Chutz Lars. Bavel's like Eretz Yisrael. So Frek Taisvis, we're working with the Mandamra holds Lishma. In the Havamina, we thought it was Lishma, yes. If we're working with the Mandamra holds Lishma, then what does Taisvis ask? Even though they're learning, we should make a Gzeira of Molech Atomevi. The Stomer are going like the Chachamim, right? If you always want to make, the Tanakhama wasn't the Chachamim. If you have Yachid Barabim, Halacha Karabim, you want to make it like the Rabim, right? The Chachamim in the Mishnah are the ones who said Molech, you must say. So the Chachamim have the Gzeira of Molech Atomevi. So if the Chachamim have the Gzeira of Molech Atomevi, then the Kasha is, what do you mean from Adrashir to Kistaphon you don't have to say? You should have to say based on the Gzeira of Molech Atomevi. That's Tosis Kasha. Everyone got it? Clear? That's Tosis Kasha. And it makes a lot of sense. You want it to fit the Chachamim. The Chachamim are the ones who hold the Gzeira. Tanakama doesn't. Okay, but we're trying to fit it like the Rabbin, like the Halacha, like the Chachamim. Everyone got that, Klor? Okay. Very good. Go ahead, Aaron. Let's go. V'yesh Lomar. Oh, so what does he say? He says, L'maskana the Gemara in Dalam is when we said the world changed, that Rava Islay to Rava, no one holds the Gzeira anymore of what? Molech Atomevi. Why does no one hold the Gzeira of Molech Atomevi? Why does no one hold the Gzeira? Because anyone holds Lishma also holds Kiyum. So if there is no network here, what's the din? The din is that what? You don't have to come on to a Gzeira of Molech Atomevi. You don't have to come on to a Gzeira of Molech Atomevi. The reason why you got a Basim Bafananetna from Eretz Yisrael to what? To Bavel or vice versa, because there's no Kiyum. That's why you have to say. So you don't need a Gzeira. So that's how Tosis does away with what? That's how Tosis does away with this Kasha. Very, very clear. If you hold, anyone holds Lishma, so holds Kiyum, then you don't need this Gzeira. And what did the Gemara say? As you said, Aaron, what was the Maskana of the Gemara? Is there a network from Adashir to Akistaphon? Yes, there is. So since there's a network, you don't have to say. So anyone holds Lishma also holds Kiyum. So if you say anyone holds Lishma also holds Kiyum, so you should have to say if there's a need to say. Here there's no need to say because there's already a network. And that's what Tosis is Chiddush. That's Tosis Teretz. Okay, that's Tosis Teretz. Now, the truth of the matter is that the Marsha and the Maram Shif, which I wanted you to see, I gave it to you yesterday. The Marsha, everyone got this Teretz? Menachem, you got it? Okay, no, I'm saying before Mar, you got the Tosis Teretz? What Tosis Teretz is? Again, Nachamah, we'll say it again. What Tosis Kasha was, if you hold Lishma, right, there's the Chamim say in the Mishnah, Molech. Molech is from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lars. If it gets brought, you have to say B'fanei Nechtav. Why? But it was written Lishma. The answer is there's a Gzeira. We make a Gzeira of Molech Atomevi. If Molech wouldn't say, then I would think maybe wouldn't have to say. Maybe has to say. Maybe it's from Chutz Lars to Eretz Yisrael. So Molech says you have to say. So if that's the case, why is there no Gzeira made of Molech Atomevi? That's Tosis Kasha. Why do we assume that you don't have to say from Adashir to Akistaphon? There's a Gzeira. The answer is that there is no Gzeira. Because Rava is later Rava. Anyone who holds Lishma also holds Kiyum. And if everyone holds Lishma also holds Kiyum, there's no need to what have a Gzeira. The only thing is here, there's no problem of Kiyum. Because there's a network already created. That's the Pshat in the Tosis. That's Tosis Teretz, okay? Oh, so the Marsha and the Maram Shif ask, just want you to get this, Lefi the Havamina, that Rav Chisda holds Lishma, and we don't know Rabbis later Rava, so the Kasha is, Lefi the Havamina, that we said, Lema Kasava Rav Chisda, Ein Bikim Lishma, and we don't know Rabbis later Rava, you should still make the Gzeira. In other words, the Kasha is basically, what was Tosis Teretz? What was Tosis Teretz? Lefi the Maskana, Rav Islay to Rava. But what happens if we don't hold the Maskana? What happens if we don't know the Maskana? If we don't know the Maskana. In other words, Lefi the Makshu said, Lema Kasavar, This is all in the Havamina. Lema Kasavar. Maybe Lema Kasavar held what? What does Lema Kasavar mean? It's a Havamina, we say. Havamina is always could be slugged up. So I'm saying as a Havamina, we don't know maybe Rabbis later of it. And if you don't know Rabbis later of it, the Kasha comes back. We should make a Xer of Amolech Atomevi. And you should have to say before Nechtav. That's the Kasha, the Marsha, and the Maram Shif ask. Okay, in other words, Tosa's answer is, oh, we're going Lefi the Maskana, the Rabbis later of it. Okay, what happens if you don't know that Maskana? Maybe Lefi the Havamina the Gemara, we didn't know Rabbis later of it. And if you didn't know Rabbis later of it, that means you only know Lishma. If you only know Lishma, you should have to say Beit Sanek Zer of Molech HaTomevi. That's the Kasha. So, Lemaisa, and the fact of the matter is that you could say Lemaisa, Rav Chista could hold like the Tanakama maybe. Maybe you could say that Rav Chista holds like the Tanakama, that we don't make Xera. That's an answer that we could suggest. Maybe Rav Chista held like the Tanakama, that we don't make Xera. Okay, maybe that's possible to say, that he held like the what? He held like the Tanakama, and maybe that's what the Gemara held in the Havamina, that Rav Chista held like the what? Held like the Tanakama, that there is no Xera of Molech HaTomevi. But Tosis Kasha was Lefi the Maskana. And according to the Maskana, Tosis Kasha was Rabbi Slater Rava. And therefore, if it's Rabbi Slater Rava, then Lemaisa, no one holds of what? Then Lemaisa, the Tosis Teretz is Lefi the Maskana, everyone holds there is no Xera. Okay? Everyone holds Lefi the Maskana, there's no Xera. So what we're saving it is what we're suggesting is the Lefi, the Havamina, the Gemara, when it said Lema the Rav Chista, that was going according to the Mandamra holds Rabba, does not hold like Rava. And therefore, all you have is the Shema, you should have a Xera, and the Teretz of, and what does Rav Chista hold like? He holds like the Tanakam, there's no Xera. That's what we held in the Havamina. That's what Tais held in the Havamina. Lefi the Maskana, we hold like the what? We hold Lemaisa, like the what? Like the Chachamim. Rabbi Slater Rava. And if you don't Rabbi Slater Rava, the din is that what? You really should need Kiyum. There should be what? There should be what? A requirement said Fanenachta, but here there's not because there's a network. There's a network, it's no problem. That's the Teretz that we want to say, the Pshat, Lemaisa, and the Taisis, okay? That's the Pshat we want to say in the Teretz of the Taisis. But it's all the Havamina. What would be in the Havamina? The Havamina would be Rabba alone, Lishma, not Rabbi Slater Rava. Okay, Viter, go ahead. Now what does Tosis prove? Go ahead.
The archers above them, the Ibishar Chutzlar, Hechi Boy Lameimar, Neymar Kasavar Lefusha Ebikim Lishma, the Hani Gmiri. Ma Mo de Gmiri, Hakashina, and Shami Asadova the Kakula.
Period. Now Tosis proves Adrashir was in Bavel, like we wrote. How do you know Adrashir was in Bavel? What's the proof Adrashir was in Bavel? Because why, Aaron? What's the proof? If Adrashir is in Bavel, because if it was considered to be Chutzlar, then how could the Gemara say they're Gmiri? What would Gemiri help, right? Let's say it's considered to be Chutzlarts. Why would Gemiri help? What did we learn yesterday? What was the Gzeira? There's Yachzer Davar LeKukula. So it wouldn't help to tell me that they're learned. We should be Gozer that revert back to the time before they were learned. So therefore, it's got to be that what Adrashir was in Bavel, that it's like Eretz Yisrael. That, like you said yesterday in Shir, that initially it was Mamish Lumdu. Wasn't like Acher Shalomdu. In Chutzlars, they became learned. Then there should be a Gzera that they'll become unlearned. But if it was like Eretz Yisrael, that means they were learned from the very beginning. And if they were learned from the very beginning, it wouldn't be a problem. So that's exactly why he proves it's got to be Bavel. Adrashir's got to be Bavel. Because it says Vahani Gemiri. If you're going to tell me some Chutzlars, oh, Shkoy, if you have a place in Chutzlars, that's Gemiri. But there was a Gzera made that might revert back. So it doesn't help you. We had that Gzera. And Ham and out. So it must be clearly, says Tosfos, that Adrashir is Bavel. Fight there. Now the next section, go ahead. In Akistophon has to be in outside of Bavel, like we said, on the other side of the Tigris. Go ahead. If it's from Bavel, then Akistophon would be Gemiri also. Our Gemara, do you have your Gemara that it says Hani lo Gemiri? I don't have that phrase. It's implied though. Even though my Kamar Hani lo Gemiri, it's implied that the Gemara is saying that. The Gemara doesn't say it black on white, but it's implied that Akistophon is not learned. So if it's from Bavel, they're learned. V'od. Now this to below, I don't know if you have those v'hadr, it really should be the Yisabruch as halo. Okay, but it's the same thing. V'od, go ahead.
Nami Amrinan La'el, L'Rav, T'Kai Malam, Kavasei, V'Isura,
Right. In other words, without the network of the going to the marketplace, get this line. Without going to the marketplace, right? Without going to the marketplace, what would we say? That if it's part of Bavel, what would we say? What do we say? That in Bavel, what did Rav say yesterday? That in Bavel, there's already a network. It's a shchichi mesifta. So even without the network, if it's part of Bavel, we wouldn't have to say the funny netav because the mesifta is shchichi. So that's the second proof that a kistaphone has to be in Chutz Laaretz, not Bavel. Because if it's part of Eretz Yisrael, you don't need a network of going to the shuk. Right? If it's part of Bavel, you don't need the network. Because already in Bavel, it's shchichi mesifta. Right? So there's no problem. So Tosa brings two rayas that a kistaphon is what? A kistaphon is part of Chutz Laaretz, not Bavel. And he brought one raya that Adashir is Bavel. Go ahead. Excellent. Go ahead. Excellent. And therefore, since there's a network, no problem. Go ahead. Right, the Gemara is saying there's no network. Go ahead. Even though they're close together, the tiger is the only thing that separates them. Go ahead. Right, Evra Yarden is considered to be, there are three parts of Israel, Yehuda, Galil, and Evra Yarden, for purposes of Chazaka. What does Chazaka mean? If you squat on a land for 3 years, we assume it's your land. So we assume that these sections are what? We assume that these sections are considered to be different when it comes to what? When it comes to the halacha of what? The halacha of protesting. Remember we said that there's a protest. If I squat on a piece of land and no one protests, we assume I'm the owner. If for 3 years I squat on a piece of land, no one says anything, we assume that I'm the owner, unless he makes a protest. What happens if he makes a protest in a different section? It's like he didn't register a protest. It doesn't count. So just like we find that what? These are considered to be Medina because there's a river. Just like Evei Yarden and Linyan Chazaka, because the Jordan River is Mafsik. So you see that rivers are Mafsik. Go ahead, just finish up the parentheses. Go ahead. Right, that's not that kistaphon mentioned there in Yuma, because that's part of Eretz Yisrael. Go ahead. Excellent, very good. So that's not the rest in reference in that Gemara. Okay, very, very good. So we see here a tremendous chiddush, and what's that chiddush? That chiddush is that we've proven in this Tosis, I want you to get it, that kistaphon is outside a bubble, Adashir is inside a bubble, and we've answered that this whole Gemara is going, I'll leave it to the Ma'an Amar holds Rabbah, Islay to Rava, and there is no Gzeira. There is no Gzeira of Molech at all, and therefore, the reason why you don't have to say, because there is a network already, Lemaisa, so therefore, from my Idrishur, my Kistaphon, there's no problem with Shema, because it's written in Bavel, there's no problem of Kiyum, because there's a network already developed, and we don't worry about a Gzeira of Molech, because we're going according to Ma'an Amar Rabbah, Islay to Rava. It was a little bit strange, Tosas' answer, we said, because it's kind of like Tosas is explaining the Havami the Gemara, Lefi the Maskan of Rabbi Slater Rava. So the Marshon, the Maram Shif asked, but still, Lefi the Havamina, maybe the Havami didn't hold Rabbi Slater Rava. So we gave the answer, maybe Rafkista held like who? Held like the Tanakama, who did not have the Gzeira of what? Who did not have the Gzeira of Molech at all. If he didn't have the Gzeira of Molech, then it's not a problem. Tosas himself, though, was asking Lefi Rabbi Slater Rava, maybe you would hold of the Gzeira of Molech? Maybe you would hold an Xer of Molech. What was Tosis? Tosis in his Kasha, when he asked the Kasha, he must have held what? That there, you should say Al Pisvar. Everyone holds an Xer of Molech Atomevi. Maybe everyone holds an Xer. Tosis says, Lamaskana Kuli Amalogazmina. That's what Tosis must have been held. That in the Havamina, Tosis held that everyone holds of the Xer of Molech Atomevi. And the Maskana is no, that no one holds of the concept of Molech Atomevi. Okay. Very good. That's the pshat in the Tosis regarding this. One last point on the Tosis, let's just mention. What's the comparison to Chazaka? Why is that such a good comparison? How would you have broken that comparison regarding Chazaka? That last line that he just said. He said, you have a river in between. Oh, you see they're distinct. It's a Medina to Medina. And therefore, if it wasn't for the fact there was a network with the Shuk, I would have thought you had to say.
What's this comparison to? Eivor HaYarden with a chazaka. Why is that a little bit difficult? Why is that comparison a little bit difficult, would you say? What do you think is difficult about that? Because what's different about squatting on land? When you squat on land, do you look for someone that protested? Yes or no? You don't look for someone who protested, not at all. Whereas here by the woman's going to look for Adam and Mekayim to get. Tosis himself said that earlier on Dalet Amud Beis. So what kind of raya is Tosis bringing from Chazaka? When it comes to Chazaka, well, Maisa, you're squatting on a piece of land, you're not going to be looking to see if someone protests. Far from it. So if there's a river dividing them by every yard, there are two sections of land. But maybe here, when it comes to get, just because there's a river separating, maybe the woman's going to be looking around. Maybe you shouldn't need the what? Say b'fanei nachtam. Maybe it's completely different. But Tosis equates the two. Tosis equates Hilchos Gittin and Hilchos Chazaka. Okay? One could have been Mechalik and said Chazaka is much different. You're looking for, the squatter's not looking for what? The protester, so I can view them as different sections. When it comes to get, she's always going to want Adim to verify the get. She's always going to want Adim to verify the get. Then there's good reason to say, you know what? So what? There's a river. Maybe there's enough of a close-by network, it's good enough. Why would you have to come on to a shuk? So that's a bit of a chiddush. I want you to Yisra Bracha points out, he thinks that Tais equation is a bit of a chiddush. Because why would you compare the two, chazak and get? Okay. Fine. All right, Vayter now in the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara now. Okay, we have a lot to see here. I want to just point out, Alan made a great point after Shir yesterday. Based on the Shtukal Torah that we said in Rashi with the Arzal Rav, we began Shir today, is if you notice Rashi on the Mishnah in the parentheses said Vav Amud Aleph. Based on what we're saying, it should have said what? If you notice in the parentheses in Rashi, it says Vav Amud Aleph. Alan made a very excellent point. It should say Vav Amud Beis. Very excellent point that he said. I wanted to just mention that. Okay, Vayter now in the Gemara. Okay, go ahead. Let's go, Aaron. Vayter. Oh, actually, the next Tosis. Go ahead. Next small Tosis. Go ahead. Hani Yade. Go ahead. So what's Tosis bothered by? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that Adrashir doesn't know Akistophon. Akistophon knows Adrashir, right? But we mentioned earlier, according to Shmuel, that they're busy learning. Bigger Sayo treaty, is that correct? So why don't we say that the B'nai Makom are Makir the Chasimasan? Kid Amar Hacha, the B'nai Akistophon Makir the Chasimus B'nai Adrashir, right? What did the Gemara say yesterday? That according to Shmuel, since they're always learning the Talmidim, they don't recognize each other's signatures. Is that correct? But what's Tosis ask? So what the Talmidim don't recognize? But at least the B'nai, the place should recognize. Right? Even though the B'nai Ardashir are Tariti Bishuki, but we said the B'nai Akistam will recognize the signatures of B'nai Ardashir. You follow what I'm saying? So in other words, you have Talmidim that go back and forth. Okay, they're very busy. But the bottom line is that what? There are citizens in each place that recognize what? That recognize the signatures, right? Just like the B'nai Akistophon recognize the people from B'nai Adrashir. Okay, you'll have Talmidim that might not know. But the truth of the matter is that still there should be an element of what? An element of the people of the Makom seeing what? Seeing each other's signatures. That should override it. That's what Tosis asks. This is what Tosis is asking in this Kasha, okay? That's what Tosis is asking in this Kasha. In other words, why does Shmuel argue on Rav? Here it's Mashma what? Here it's Mashma that it's not difficult. Oh, so that's the difficult. That's what Tosis wants to ask, Lamaisa, here. Amai Polig Shmuel out of Rav Le'el. Why is Shmuel arguing Rav El? Here it's Mashma, there should be no Machloikis. Here we're saying, according to everyone, it's fine. Here we're saying, so this system is already built in. So let me ask you a question. We said earlier in Rashi, what did Rashi add on, Aaron? What did we say Rashi added on?
Second night.
He said that the B'nai Adrashir that go to B'nai Kistophon will what? Will recognize the signatures because they know the people in their community. So if you say that according to Rashi, then what? The B'nai Yeshivas, you don't have that. You understand? The B'nai Yeshivas don't know that. They're always learning. They don't know that at all. You understand what I'm saying? Rashi said there are two reasons why B'nai Adashir don't have to what? Don't have to say when they bring it to B'nai Akistophon. What are the two reasons? Because why? Number one, the Akistophon people recognize the names where in Adashir, yes? Because they have the stars holding by them. And number two, the B'nai Adashir are going there anyway. That number two that you need to say doesn't apply when it comes to the Talmidim. Because the Talmidim are always learning. So they're always learning. They don't even probably know they recognize their own places. So I'm saying that Rashi now makes a lot of sense. If you say like that Rashi that we said, Tosfos Kasha doesn't start. Because that Gemara was predicated, the Shuk network was predicated on both those elements. You don't have both those elements when it comes to the Talmidim. Because they're always learning. And therefore, if they're always learning, they're not going to be able to what? They're not going to be able to recognize. That's exactly why that line of Rashi is so important. If you say like that line of Rashi, then Lamaisa, then it's very possible to say that the Tosfos Kasha, what doesn't start Lamaisa, according to Rashi. Because they used to leave the Shtarus, but by B'nai Yeshivas, what? B'nai Yeshivas, there was no, they didn't do that. B'nai Yeshivas didn't leave any Shtarus. But Lafi Rashi, that there are people going, Lamaisa, you understand the Tosfos Kasha. In other words, I want to say like the following. Rashi made two reasons for the first case. Why you don't have to say from B'nai Adashir to B'nai Akistophon. What are the two reasons? Number one is that B'nai Akistophon are holding the stars. Does that apply with yeshivas? No, they're not holding any stars. But what did Rashi add on? Rashi added on to B'nai Adashir go. I'm saying that the fact that Rashi added the second reason, you understand Tosfos Kasha now. By the fact that Rashi added the second reason, you understand Tosfos Kasha. Because the fact of the matter is that B'nai Bavel, the Talmidim are always learning, but they do recognize the signatures of their people. So I'm saying, again, let's get it. According to Rashi, because he added another reason, you understand Tosfos Kasha. That's what I'm saying. Not that the Kasha doesn't start. You understand Tosfos Kasha. You understand Tosfos Kasha. The fact is that the B'nai Adashir are going to the Akistophon. Well, the yeshivas, they know the people in their community. We said a minute ago, maybe they're always learning. But okay, they're always learning, but they know the people in their community. So if they know the people in their community, when they travel, they should at least be able to what? They should at least be able to recognize the signatures. So how did Shmuel say black and white earlier? I argue on Rav that they're always busy learning. That they should at least know the signatures of where they're going to. Because they know the people of their community. So I'm just adding on that reasoning of Rashi that we had is very critical. You understand Tosfos Kasha now. Why does the Gemara imply here that Shmuel agrees with Rav? On this bottom Gemara. Earlier, yesterday, we saw he argued. Ronan, you got the Kasha? That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, what do you mean? Shmuel says, the treaty. That they're treaty. That they're busy. They know the people where they live. So plug it in. You go from here to here, you don't have to say. B'nai Adashir, you don't have to say. So why when Shmuel said, when we were talking Medina and Medina and Bavel earlier, Shmuel says you have to say, because they're busy learning. What do you mean they're busy learning? They go to that place. They recognize the signatures of the people in their community. Yes, Eitan?
Elon,
go ahead.
Isn't Tosfos not mashma that way? Because he says, Papa B'nai Akistophon, Makirin Tassim was B'nai Adashir. The hosts recognize the guests, not the guests themselves.
That's true, I understand, but that's what I'm adding Rashi in. What is Rashi add in? That the B'nai Adashir go to Akistophon and they what? They're going to see the gittin that were delivered from Adashir and Akistophon and they'll be able to be Mekayim it. But I'm saying that the Kasha what I'm saying is that if you say like what Rashi's saying, then the Talmidim that travel from one place to another, they'll recognize the gittin that came from people in their own community. So that's Tosfos Kasha. Why did Shmuel say yesterday they're busy learning? They should still be able to what? Recognize the signatures. They're not so busy learning they don't know the people in their community. I'm saying that.
I understand your question.
It's not my question. I'm saying Masber Tosfos Kasha. I'm saying Rashi's reason is critical. Otherwise, Tosfos Kasha makes no sense. Tosfos Kasha makes no sense unless you have Rashi's second reasoning. Otherwise, the Kasha doesn't start. Because again, I'm going to ask you like this. What's the reason for Adashir to Akistophon you don't have to say? What's the reason? What's the reason from Adashir to Akistophon you don't have to say? Lafi the Maskan of the Gemara. Moshe, what's the reason? Feed the Maskana of the Gemara. Because of Kiyum. There's no problem with Kiyum. Why is there no problem? B'nai Akistophon's holding the Shtaris, so they recognize the signatures from Abishir. Yes, because of the Shuk. And what's number two that Rashi adds on? That the B'nai Abishir are going there. So any get that's delivered from Abishir to Akistophon, they're going to know the people of their own community. So they're going to be Mekayim it. That's what Rashi says. So I'm saying, according to that second reasoning, now you understand the Tosfos Kasha. How can Shmuel say yesterday that Talmidim are so busy learning? Okay, you're right, they're so busy learning. Fine, but at least they're traveling from their own hometown, to here, so they should recognize the signatures. So why should you have to say? I'm saying that's Tosfos Kasha. If you just had the first reasoning of Rashi, the Kasha wouldn't start. Because the Talmidim are busy learning, there's no network. There's no shuk, there's no stars that are held. The stars that are all held is only by what? By a shuk, not by Talmidim on holding stars. But if you have that second reasoning that you recognize the people in your community, then you have a kasha. That's what I'm saying. Okay? Wrong? You got it wrong? Okay. That's what I'm saying, that Rashi's reasoning is so critical. Okay, go ahead, Viter. Go ahead, Aaron. Oh, so what's the answer to that? They don't sign anything at all. They have no time at all, the Talmidim. And therefore what? If they have no time at all, therefore what's the B'nai Agrashir, what? Who are what? Who are busy, what, in the marketplace? They have to sign because that's their business. They have to sign because that's their business. So the B'nai Agrashir are going to leave their signatures by Akistophon. The Talmidim, which are learning back and forth, right? We said that they would be able to what? They would recognize their own signatures, or they would sign on signatures. The answer is they never sign anything. Right? What was the whole svara that we said that the Talmidim travel from one place to the other? They travel one place to the other. Mistama what? Mistama, like we said, they're going to recognize the signatures of what? The B'nai Adrashir are going to go to Akistophon and say, oh, we know our signatures. Because they signed. They signed the Gittin. If it gets written here, who do you think signing the get? The B'nai Adrashir are signing the get. No doubt. So when they go there, they'll say, oh, that's my friend's signature, that's my friend's signature. So why don't you say the same thing about Talmidim? Who's signing Gittin over here in place A? Place X. Who's signing Gittin? Maybe Mistama Talmidim also. So when they go to place Y, oh, they'll recognize that's my friend's signature on the get. Same system. The answer is no. Talmidim are so busy learning, they don't sign any Gittin. And they won't recognize anything because they're not involved in the signing process. That's what Tosfos Teretz is. Okay? They won't sign anything, so they won't be involved in the process. That's Tosfos Teretz. And therefore, it's not going to be a problem. Okay? We have to get it. That's Tosfos Teretz. Tosfos was assuming they'll be like the B'nai Adrashir that sign and go to Akistophon. So they'll recognize all the signatures. Teretz says, no, Talmidim don't sign anything. And therefore, they're not going to say, oh, that's my signature, that's my friend's signature. They don't sign anything, so they're not going to be ready to be able to recognize anything. That's Tosfos Teretz. Okay, very good. Viter now, okay? Viter, let's go Viter now in the Gemara, okay? Come on, there's a lot we have to see. Let's go Viter, go ahead. Okay, so that's the Chiddush in the Gemara. And Viter, okay, go ahead, let's go. What is Arsa from one row to the other? Go ahead. He required from one neighborhood to the other to say Bafana Nechtov. Go ahead. Excellent. Rava required in the same neighborhood. It's amazing. In this neighborhood, Rashi defines as three houses. Go ahead. All right, Rav is the one who says Lafishain seem to kind that you need Kiyum. Go ahead. B'nai Mechuzah is different because they're always moving around. And therefore, they're always moving around. Read the last Rashi. Go ahead. Excellent. They don't stay in their homes. They're always busy with business, and they won't recognize the chasimas that are amongst them. Okay. That's very interesting itself. Why? Because Rashi explains that the B'nai Mechuzah don't understand anything. Okay? Tosfos, Rashi understands that B'nai Mechuzah don't recognize any signatures. Our Tosfos, let's get down.
Our Tosos, let's get down, also Tosos earlier in Daled Beis argues on that and says they do recognize the signatures, but they're never going to be found to be able to be Mekayim. That's what you mentioned to me in Seder, Jesse. Question is it because they're so movable they don't recognize anything? Or do we say not that way? Do we say that, in fact, they do recognize, but they're, since they're traveling salesmen, they don't stay overnight, and they're quickly going to be removed. You'll never be able to find them to Mekayim the Shtar. So that seems to be a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, how to define this. I want to just point out, Mechuza was a city where Rava lived. All right, that's what the Gemara, the Masoras Hashas points out here on the side. And the Rishash points out that also Rabba Bar Avua also lived in Mechuza. The Gemara writes in Shabbos on Daf Nun Testament base. And the Rishash asks, but Rav Sheshis, who was the one who said Mishkuna Lishkuna, he did not live in what? He did not live in Mechuza. He did not live in Mechuza. In fact, where did he live? The Rush says that Rav Sheshis lived where? In Narda. So if he didn't live in Mechuza, why does Rav Sheshis require from Mishkuna Lishkuna? So the Taisa Rush writes, all these Amoraim lived in Mechuza. And the Gemara later on in Yedalam and Alf implies, not implies, it says Beferish Rav Sheshis did not live in Mechuza. So the answer is, says the Taisa Rush, originally lived in Mechuza and then he moved. So the upshot being is that all these Amoraim lived in Mechuza, all three of these great Amoraim, and therefore since they moved around, there was a necessity to say Bafanei Nechta, Bafanei Nechta. Okay, last Tosfos on the Amud. Go ahead, please. Halacha L'maisa. It's very important, okay? Halacha L'maisa. Last Tosfos on the Amud. Let's see that first. Go ahead.
Shani v'nei Mechuzah d'naydi. Mikan posik Rabbeinu Tam, v'hash l'bizman hazeh, sarach v'omar v'chol makom, v'fanei nechtar.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Ah, v'agav, d'kai mo'a, d'kirova, d'omar l'fishen, e'di mitzuy in mekaimo, v'lo mishum l'shma.
Oh, Tosfos lived in the 1200s. Let's get this. And Tosfos paskins that every place is like Mechuzah. So anytime a get is delivered from a shliach to a woman, from the husband, and they're not in the same place, there's a need to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. This is what Rabbi Natan paskins l'dini. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay? Now, you see clearly that Rabbi Natan paskins like Rava. And he plaskins that every place is considered to be what? Is considered to be like Mechuzah. Okay? This is against the Ravid. We learned in the first semester. Let's get it down. The Ravid paskins like Rabba, who requires Lishma. Number one, Rabbi Natan paskins like Rava, that you need Kiyum. And number two, he's paskining that every place is like Mechuzah. Now, does that mean even Eretz Yisrael? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen, Kuf Mem Beis, in the end of Sif Aleph, please get it. The Mechaber writes, Venira Li, Da'idna, Afilu Beretz Yisrael, Sarach Lomer, B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Even in Eretz Yisrael, if you're going from one city to another, you must say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. In Simen Kuf Mem Beis, the end of Sif Aleph. This is what he says. And the Ramah adds on, Ubizman Azeh, Hamevi Get, Afilu Mi Bayis La Bayis. From one house to another house, B'rachas, Sarach Lomer, B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Amazing. And he quotes in the parentheses our Tosfos. So the Mechaber and the Ramah say Beferish it applies in Eretz Yisrael and it applies in one house to another in the same city. That's Beferish what the Rabbi Natan says. Halacha L'maaseh. Tremendous Chiddush. Okay? Oh. Now, I wanted you to see the Rambam. The Rush also, we should point out, passes like Rabbi Natan. Okay? The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin writes as follows. The Rambam says in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Zayin, Halacha Hey, that a shliach that brings a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, or from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, or Mimakom Lokomakom in Chutz Laaretz, must say B'fanei Nechtav. Rambam says anywhere in Chutz Laaretz you must say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. But in Eretz Yisrael you don't have to say. Why not? So the Gosh Mamonia says, Mimakom Lokomakom in Chutz Laaretz means Medina L'Medina. But also Medina, and also Bizman Hazeh, you don't have to say. So that's what I wanted you to see. The Agos Mamonios argues in Rabbeinu Tam. And he says if you're in the same city, you don't have to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. The Agos Mamonios on the bottom of the page of the Rambam. He says Medina L'Medina in Chutz Laaretz is, that's what the Rambam is referring to when he says Makom L'Makom. Also Medina, you don't have to say. So it comes out a big machlek is the Agos Mamonios against Rabbeinu Tam. If Bizman Hazeh, you always have to say. The Magen Mishnah though argues and says the Rambam was referring to Me'ir Le'ir. Af Bosa Medina, you have to say, and the Rambam agrees to Rabbeinu Tam that you must say b'fanei nechtov, fanei nechtov. That from ear to ear you have to say b'fanei nechtov, fanei nechtov. The machloikis is, please get this. The Magen Mishnah says the Rambam requires fanei nechtov from ear to ear. But also ear, in the same city the Rambam says you don't need. The Rabbeinu Tam said even in the same city you need to say. So it's a very, so everyone agrees there's a machloikis, the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam. The question is, what is the machloikis? According to the Gos Mamonios, the machloikis is that the Rambam holds, mi medinu medinu, you have to say, right? Of course you have to say, medinu medinu, but osu medinu, you don't have to say. So the gap is a big, very gap. Osu medinu, the Rambam says you don't have to say, Rabbeinu Tam says you have to say. No, the Magen Mishnah says in the side of the Rambam. The Rambam holds, osu medinu, you also don't have to say. Me'ir le'ir, you don't have to say. But also ir, that's the Chiddush. But also medinu, this is what Rabbeinu Tam wants to say. The Magen Mishnah wants to say, the Rambam agrees that when you go from ear to ear, Lamaisa, you have to say b'fanei nechtov, fanei nechtov. When you go from ear to ear, you have to say b'fanei nechtov, whereas Rabbeinu Tam said, even b'oso ear, you have to say. So according to the Magid Mishnah, the Machlekes is oso ear. The Rabbeinu Tam says, even oso ear, you have to say. The Rambam says, oso ear, you don't have to say. Only me ear to ear, you have to say. Okay? It's a machloikis, what the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam are got. Nachum, one more time. According to the Agos Mamonios, the Rambam holds Medinin Medinin Bovel, Halach Lamaisa. He holds, and this is the Chiddush, the Kavana Medinin Medina, that's the Chiddush. Lamaisa, you have to say B'fanei Nechtav. Ba'osu Medina, you don't have to say B'fanei Nechtav. Ba'osu Medina, you don't have to say B'fanei Nechtav. Okay? The Magen Mishnah says, Lamaisa, Osu Medina, again, that's the Chiddush that Agos Mamonios. Mokum lamorokum chutzras the kavanas mi medina le medina. That's what the Rambam is saying. There's such a chiddush lamaisa, and he says in that case medina medina you have to say osu medina you don't have to say. That's a very big machlokes because Rabbeinu Tam obviously argues on that. According to the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam only says mi ear le ear. The halach is you have to say ma osu ear you don't have to say. Rabbeinu Tam says even osu ear you have to say. So according to the Magen Mishnah, the machlokes is much smaller. Okay. Oh, very good. Now, Lamaisa, this is the Chiddush Lamaisa. Why is it that Eretz Yisrael is different? Why is it, what's the Chiluk Lamaisa? During the times of the Rambam, Lamaisa, the Rambam says in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say. That's what Rambam always, he keeps saying, Eretz Yisrael, Eino Tzarek, Eretz Yisrael. Why is Eretz Yisrael different? During the times of the Rambam, in Eretz Yisrael, there were no yeshivas, right? And the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Luchiyu that Bavel's like Eretz Yisrael. What's the mile of Bavel? This is what I want you to get. What's the pshat? So it could be like this. What's so special about Eretz Yisrael? Rambam says Eretz Yisrael, Lo Tzarech. Because by the Rambam, there were no yeshivas. The answer is that when this takana was originally said, according to the Rambam, when this takana was originally said, there were caravans in Eretz Yisrael and in Bavel, and the Fanei Nechtav never was enacted. It never was enacted initially, was a never enacted Viter. Okay? So I want you to get that. That is very much against what we saw yesterday. Remember we quoted the name of the Ritva? Remember the Ritva said there were caravans in Eretz Yisrael, not in Bavel? The Rambam, the Rav Nochum Parchovish wants to say, according to the Rambam, there were caravans everywhere, in Bavel and in Eretz Yisrael. So when the Takana was initially said, it was not said on Eretz Yisrael. It was not said on Bavel either. That's smack against the Ramban, because what did the Ramban say? The Ramban said, everything depends on this man. Everyone depends on this man. So if everything depends on this man, Lamaisa, times can change. And that's what we said yesterday. So I want you to get that down. Bottom line, according to Rabbeinu Tam, no matter where you are, you have to say b'fanei nechtov. The Ramah says from one house to another house. The Mechaber says even in Eretz Yisrael. The Mechaber and Ramah, they follow like the Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Rambam says, no, Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say, no matter what. Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say. What did we say yesterday from the Chiddush Yaron? In Chutz Lartz, in places where Shchichi Gmir, you still have to say. Remember we said from the Chushiran, and what did the Ramban say? No. In Chutzars, the places where Shchichi Gmir, you don't have to say B'fanei Nechtav. You don't have to say. So it's a very big machlekes, halacha lemaisa, whether you have to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. Very big machlekes. What's the upshot being? How many shittas? We call it like this, three shittas. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, with the Mechaber Amah, you always have to say, no matter where. According to the Rambam, second shita, in Eretz Yisrael, you never have to say, no matter what. And what's the third shita? Third sheet is what? Is the Chiddush Yaron and the Ramban in Chutz Lartz. The Chiddush Yaron said you always have to say in Chutz Lartz, no matter if they're Shchichi and Gmiri. And the Ramban said no. If they're Shchichi and Gmiri in Chutz Lartz, then you won't have to say. So this is legabe halacha lemaisa, legabe b'fun netlam on this chiddush. Okay, on this chiddush. All right, very well. That's very. This is a very important halacha lemaisa. This concept of b'fun netlam, which will be a segue to the next sugya. But before that, Aaron, let's go. The previous taisus. Go ahead, doing a tremendous job. Go ahead, let's go. Harava. Now, if you guys ask me this kasha and seder, if you look at it carefully, you'll get the kasha. Go ahead. Biter. Oh, now refresh our memory. What was the kasha? You remember? How could these three Amoraim say from what? Row to row. From neighborhood to neighborhood. From within the same neighborhood, there's already kiyum. Yes? Go ahead. That was Gemara's kasha. What was Gemara's answer? Mechuz is different because they're nagi. Go ahead. Again, do the Dimra Masko. Go ahead, Rava. Rava, now, do you understand that premise? What's Tosha's point? The Gemara's Kasha is based on what? What's its premise? If you hold Kiyum, you're stuck. What are you worried about from one house to the next house, one road to another? There's Kiyum already there, this network. What is the implication? That if you hold Lishma, there would be no Kasha, right? What does he jump on? Go ahead. Right! Mechuz is in Bavel. Everyone knows the Shema. So what's the Kasha? Right, you follow the Kasha? The whole Gemara's Kasha was based on what? The fact that what? That there's already a network. If you hold Kiyum, there's no problem. You shouldn't have to say there's such close proximity. Why do you have to say? That implies if you hold Lishma Moshe, then you have a Kasha, right? If you hold Lishma, everything would be fine, yes?
Rava doesn't hold Lishma.
No, but it doesn't make a difference. The Gemara asks the Kasha, what happens if you hold what? It's not just on Rava, let's say it's on the other three Amoraim.
But it asks for HaRava.
Okay, you're right, but the Mestama, the Kasha is on all three, right? Now, Yossi is making a good point. Rava himself holds Kiyum, right? But what's the implication, though? The implication is if you hold, if Rava, in theory, though, Yossi, if Rava would have held Lishma, no problem. Why is it no problem? If Rava held the Kim Lishma, it would be Nichale. Why would it be Nichale? Why would it be Nichale? Mechuz is from Bavel, the Bekim Lishma. Why would it be Nichale? What's Nichale? It's Nichale that you have to say. What do you mean you have to say? Mechuz is from Bavel. Everyone knows Lishma. Does everyone got this? It's not a hard kasha. Again, the Gemara said, all these three cases, houses, rows, you have to say. Gemara says, why do you have to say? We hold Kiyum. There's a network already. Gemara says it's movable. What does that imply, though, if it would have held Lishma? I understand why you have to say. Why do you have to understand you have to say? Mechuz is from Bava. Everyone knows. Go ahead. Oh, go ahead. Oh, so I want you to get this. The truth is, you're right, Mechuz is from Bavel. But there's something special about Mechuz, unfortunately. He says that there were a lot of Gerim that lived there, and it's just not up to snuff for getting in Yuchsin like the rest of Bavel. Since there are a lot of Gerim there, there's a problem maybe with records of Yuchsin. And he said, the truth is, by getting also Lamaisa, we will not treat it the same. And therefore, if you hold Lishma, you still will have to say. If you hold Lishma, you still will have to say. That's his teretz. And therefore, that's the teretz that he wants to give. And what's you have to add on that Gerim, unfortunately, he wants to say. The places, he says, this is what Yisra Bracha explains. He says that in Gerim, there weren't too many Talmidei Chachamim that were Bekim in the Dinim, like Yisrael and Gemurim, and therefore they wouldn't know the concept of Lishma. Okay? So that's why, even if you held Lishma, Yossi, even if theoretically Rava would have held Lishma, I would understand why you have to say. Everyone got that? It was not up to snuff. So therefore it was not up to snuff. Therefore they don't know Lishma. Therefore you'd have to say to verify that it was done Lishma. Yeah, Yossi, go ahead. I understand, but what Tosha is trying to say is that the Gemara implies that if you held the Shema, I would understand the Gemara beautifully. Why would I understand the Gemara beautifully? I understand, but we're talking in theory. That's what I'm saying. The Gemara asks, Rava holds Kiyum, what do you do? But what happens if Rava
said the statement?
I understand, but I'm saying, what happens if Rava held the Shema? If Rava held the Shema, it would be fine. Why would it be fine? What do you mean it would be fine, you have to say?
We already disproved Lishma.
We didn't disprove Lishma. We're just focusing within Rava Shita. We're focusing within Rava Shita. If I held Lishma, I would understand this Gemara beautifully. Why would I understand this Gemara beautifully? The answer is because Mechuz is different. So now we have to say Labar min Mechuzin, right? Bavel is totally learned, with the exception of what? Mechuzin. Mechuz is the one place where it's not for like Bavel to get in Liuchsin, and therefore you're going to need what? And if you have a marriage for Mechuzin, you're going to have to look into the records. Where do we find this? One sec. I want you to get this. There is a very important Gemara there. That Gemara. You know what Reb Zeira said? Please get this. Reb Zeira gave a drush in the city of Mechuzin. What did he say? What did Reb Zeira say in the city of Mechuzin? What did he say? He made an announcement. What was the announcement to Joshua? That a ger can marry a mamzeris. That's the halacha. A ger can marry a mamzeris. A mamzeris is Jewish, but the lo yavo b'kal Hashem. They can't marry a full-fledged Jewish person. A ger can marry a full-fledged Jewish person and can also marry a mamzeris. Reb Zeira made this drasha. You know what they did? They pelted him with a srogim. They felt insulted. Gerim can armutter b'ot b'mamzeris. That made the Gerim there feel terrible. They're mutter b'mamzeris. They got the feeling that they pelted him with this rubber. So then the Gemara continues there and says, Rava says, you know what? I'm going to make the following drasha. He writes that a Ger is mutter b'kohenis. A Ger is mutter even marry a bas kohen. So they gave him a bunch of silk. They loved it. And then he said to him, oh, by the way, a Ger is also mutter b'mamzeris. So they said, you know what? You spoiled what you just told us. Because you first seem to compliment us by saying Gerim can marry a Kohenis, and now you mess up what you just said by saying, oh, we can marry Mamzerises. You make us, first you made us feel good, now you make us feel terrible. So Rav responded to them, what do you mean? I'm trying to tell you can marry any woman that you want. You can marry a Mamzeris, you can marry a Kohenis. That's the end of the Gemara there. But what do you see from this Gemara is that's Reb Zeira, Lemaisa was Darish this din. Okay? I want you to get that was the Gemara there. It's a very interesting Gemara. Chaim, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yes.
How does halacha mechuzah apply according to Rashi and Rashi? You see, the whole thing is in bubble. There was no little plug ever. So how would it ever have come to be in bubble?
Nachamol, that what?
The whole thing in bubble was the whole thing was because of low plug. Okay.
That was the Chedushia Ran's theory. Chedushia Ran's theory that it was a low plug, right?
They never applied Nerit Shalom in bubble.
Right.
How would it ever come to be mechuzah? Mechuzah was a bubble.
No, but we'll see. No, we'll say the same thing, that mechuzah will be treated like chutzlarts, it'll fall under the low plug. Special. Yeah, mechuzah is special. Very good. Like I said, labar mechuzah. Labar mi bubble, labar mechuzah is special. Okay? All right, very good. It's a good point that the low plug will include mechuzah. If I ask you, give me the one city in bubble that is problematic in Lishma, what's the answer? The answer is mechuzah. Okay? Go ahead. Fight their ear. Let's go. Oh, so this is the point you picked up on, Yossi. The Gemara, and Yossi also said, the Gemara has a steer within Rava. The Gemara could have asked in the previous two Amoraim. Go ahead.
The
M.K. Dal Korcha. Oh, they have to hold like Rava. How do we prove it? Go ahead. Exactly. Because what the first two sheets say? From row to row, and what else? From shkuna to shkuna. Implying that in the same neighborhood, the first two sheets say no. But if it's all problem with Shema, they're not learned, then even both of shkuna should require it, right? Go ahead. Ella.
Ella, Demichoi.
Oh, so then therefore what? We've just proven that what, Aaron? That the two previous Amoraim, who are what? Rav Sheish, Rabbi Ravu, also hold like who? Rava holds Kiyum. So why did the Gemara only ask on Rava? Should have asked on all three of them. Go ahead. Because he said it explicitly. He held it explicitly. Rava said explicitly, Kim. Go ahead. Umishani. Up. Go ahead. Right, they travel. In other words, the guys go to Arsala, Arsala, the people that recognize. This is what I said to Jesse before. Tosis says they know it against Rashi. Rashi said they don't know it. Tosis says they know it, but they hit the road. They're not around. So it's a machlokes Rashi. It's semantical, but it's machlokes shot. When you say mechuzah, what does mechuzah mean? That they don't know anything, they don't know any signatures, or they know it, but they're never around. See, Tosis says they know it, but they're never around. Go ahead.
Rashi
Yeah, they're not careful to Mekayim Shtaris Mekodim Halichasim. Go ahead, because they're never around. Go ahead. Oh, everyone knows when the other guy's leaving in the same neighborhood. You know how people know what's going on in the neighborhood. Go ahead. And the woman's going to seek out the kiyum before they go, right? Oh, go ahead. So how do you explain the next shita? Go ahead. And Rav Choshes says, no, he says, I'm afraid that maybe they won't know. Maybe neighborhoods are more private. You know, maybe there's more privacy in certain neighborhoods. They won't know when people leave. Go ahead. And Rabbi says, even Osa Shchuna, they're really private. What is the whole exercise of Tosfos do? This is what I want to bring out. Remember what we did yesterday? You can't have a Machlokes and Metzias in the Gemara we said from a barn. What do you think Tosfos was just doing? He was doing our exercise like yesterday. What on earth are these three Amorim arguing about? First Amoris is one from one road to the other. Second Amoris is one neighborhood to the other. Third one says within the same. What's Tosfos doing? It's a Machlokes and Metzias. So Tosfos is standing on his head to say to what degree we have to be chayshish. Well, it depends on the privacy. Do we know, does everyone know everyone else's business? Well, I guess you'll have to ask whoever's in charge of these types of things. A social secretary or something, right? So you'll rate it on the scale, 50%. How much do you need to know how much the people know of everyone's dealings in order to say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta? So the last shita says, the Rava says, yes, this community is so private, but also they're very, very private. And you need it. They don't know when someone else is leaving. So you can't rely on the fact that I can go to have the get be verified. The woman can't rely on the fact because we never know what anyone's doing. So you'll have to look, though. I don't know, give you a number of what degree people know everyone else's business. So it'll be, let's say, again, 50% for simplistic purposes. 50% of the people in this neighborhood know what everyone else is doing. So is that enough? So one sheet will say, no, Lamaisin. You need more than that. Another sheet will say, it's enough. That's what Tyson is being masber, and that's what I wanted to bring out this point. That's what Tyson is so bothered by. He's saying, to what degree are we chayshish? Well, it depends upon to what degree we consider people knowing each other's dealings. Okay? That's the machlekes that Tyson is trying to bring out in this din. Okay, very good. Lamaisin, that's the chiddush. All right, very well. Now, okay, let's just go on a little bit now. Vayter Negemara, okay? Let's go Vayter Negemara. Aaron, you're doing a great job, so you finish up. Go ahead. Let's go finish up. There's a lot. We didn't get to what half we wanted to see. Go ahead. Vayter. Excellent. So Rav Hanin told a story. The Rav Kahana brought a get. We didn't know if it was from Surah Nardar or from Nardar to Surah. Go ahead. Came in the presence of Rav. Go ahead. Do you have to say or you don't have to say? Posh, it's very simple, Shiloh. Go ahead. And if you did it, it would work. Go ahead. What does that mean if it worked? If you did it, it works. Excellent, because if the Baal would come, we wouldn't pay attention to him. So this is a very important thing. So Mikra Din, he says you don't need. If you say it, it's a great thing because if the Baal protests, we won't pay attention to him. If he protests that the get was possible and forged, we won't pay attention to the husband. So if you want to say it's a good idea. Okay. Now, that's a very big discussion that we're going to have to see. We don't have time today, but there's a big discussion we'll have to see that once the shliach brings in the get and says b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, and the Baal protests afterwards, our Gemara says black and white, we ignore him. Okay? Now, we had in the first semester that there was a Gemara in Gimel Naft that seemed to imply that even if the Baal protests afterwards, according to one shita, which we're going to discuss, you still need to Mekayim the Shtaris. And there are different ways to Mekayim Shtaris. Okay? Either the Edom come themselves and verify their own signatures, either other Edom come, or you could compare Shtaris. There actually are five ways that the Rambam says how you could fulfill Kiyum Shtaris. But that's what our Gemara says, black on white. Okay, so I want to just get now for this point, because we won't have time now to go into it more, but I wanted you to see the Cheshek Shlomo. What did Cheshek Shlomo ask on this? And he answers based on the Marim Shiv. What does he ask? Alan, go ahead. You're Mechavin to it in Seder. What does he ask?
What's the point of when they bring the case in front of Rav, what's the point of them mentioning the two cities back?
Yeah, what does it make a difference? We don't know if it's from Surah Nardar or Nardar Lutsur. Who cares? L'man afkamina. Every line in the Gemara we have to try to analyze. Okay, Shlomo says, L'man afkamina. Who cares? Why do we have to know where it was brought from? Alan was mechavin very, very well. So the answer he answers like the Marim Shif. I want you to get it. That Surah was the city where Rav lived. Okay? This is a phenomenal thing. And therefore, the get was taken, if the get was taken from Surah to be delivered to Nardah, that means the Shiloh was asked before the get was written. If the Shiloh was asked before the get was written, he was asking him, L'chachila, he's saying, Rebbe, should I see the get in order to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav? So Rav says, you don't have to. Rav says, you don't have to. And Rav saying, you don't have to do it L'chachila. So you see, it's a raya that even L'chachila, you do not have to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav in Bavel. Even L'chachila, you know what L'chachila means. Ideally, in Bavel, you don't have to do it L'chachila. Just like in Yitzhar, there's no inyan to be machmir even. However, if the get was delivered in Surah, that means the Shiloh was being asked to Rav where? Where did Rav live? In Surah. Yes? That means the get was written up already. And the Shliach is saying, well, you know what? I wasn't there when it was written up. And I can't say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. Will this be Ma'akev? Will this be B'dievet a problem? And therefore he answers him and he says, L'maisa, what does he say? He says, no, it's not a problem. Lo tzuchina. But l'chachila, maybe what? Maybe there should be an inyan to what? To try to see it in order to say. You understand what I'm saying? There's big ramifications where this get came from. The first possibility, if it came from Tzura, that means that who asked the Shiloh? Who was it? Who was it? Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana, when he asked the Shiloh, he said, Rebbe, before it's written up, should I see the get in order that I can say the final? He was asking L'chachila. Rav says, no, L'chachila, you don't need to say it. That's if you learn the first possibility. That means Rav's psak is very strong that saying L'chachila, you mamish don't have to say it. You don't have to create a scenario that you have to say it. Okay? If you say the second possibility, what's the second possibility? That it came from Nardah and it was delivered in Surah, that means it was written up already. Rav lived in Surah. When they asked Rav the Shiloh, the Shliach had not seen the writing of the get. Since he had not seen the writing of the get, yes? He was asking, is this a problem? Will this blow up the get? Because I can't say B'fanei Nechtav because I didn't see it. It was already written up. You follow me? It already was written up. So will it blow it up or not? So what's Rav's answer? He says, no, it doesn't blow it up. It's still good, but you have it. But what do you say according to that second possibility? It could very well be that L'chachila, maybe what? Maybe you should always try to what see the get in order to be able to say what? B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. That's what emerges from the second possibility. Alan, you follow me? That's why it's a big nafkamina. Now, what was his answer? His answer was, you don't need, but if you did it, it helps. If you did it, it helps. So, you know, that answer seems to imply, like, which possibility? The first possibility we said was that l'chachili, you don't even have to what say it. Right? So I think you can fit it in according to both. Meaning that according to the first possibility, l'chachili, you don't have to say it at all, but there's like a midas chassidus. You know what midas chassidus is? It's like to go above the letter of the law. Rav is saying, do a midas chassidus. You do a midas chassidus, it will work. It's going to help. According to the second possibility, what is he saying? Hey, Alan, what is he saying according to the second possibility? Second possibility is that what B'dievet, it doesn't blow it up, but maybe l'chachila, you have to say it. And what's he saying? He's saying, yes. L'chachila, it's probably a good idea to try to see it because it's going to stave off the bow. I'm saying you got to plug in his sock according to both possibilities. The first possibility said that l'chachila you don't have to do it. So what he was saying, there's a midas chassidus. Go above the letter of the law to see it in order that what? You could say it. According to the second possibility, b'dievet it doesn't blow it up, but maybe there is a l'chachila if you did it. See, it says v'yavaratam. See, v'yavaratam. It's like he's saying, I don't know if it's a recommendation, but he's saying if he did it, it certainly does help. So I'm saying if you like say like the second possibility, yeah, you don't have to do it, but l'chachila, it's going to work. So that's how you got to read the Gemara according to both possibilities in the Cheshek Shlomo. Okay, now I want to. Okay, we have a lot to see. We didn't have time to finish up. Now, tomorrow, I'm not going to be here, okay? Because I have to go somewhere with my family, with my children, okay? So, I believe, as Hashem Leonard, I always try not to miss, but I can't get out of this. So, I gave a lot of marmakomos for tomorrow. I give it to Yossi. The next topic, which we didn't get, which I wanted you to see, which I wanted to see from tomorrow, is called Sirtut. Okay? Sirtut. But we only... So on Sunday, Bez Hashem, we will finish up what we haven't finished up, and we have a lot of marmakomis for Sirtut. Okay? Now I want to just close with Chumash. I know it's a little bit all right, try to be maxed, but today, since I can't do Chumash tomorrow, so we'll want to finish up with just today on the Parsha. Okay? Very quickly. Because I know you have classes. Okay? Very quick. So please, guys, over on Sunday morning. These will be